It is 26 minutes before 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Sarah.
Here is Jill by Uncle Sluggy and Mr. Quantum. The name of the song is Jill for Crop Over 2024, and the artist is the host, Uncle Sluggy. Good evening, sir.
Salutes to Mr. Quantum on the outside, Uncle Sluggy, and Mr. Quantum, so a bigger Quantum on the outside. Large off Darren Oliver from St. Vincent, one of the songwriters. Shout outs to Ron Eastman and Ryan Blackman and Kimari here with everybody, musicians that work on the music. 50 years of Crop Over, so salutes to the nation. Right now, Bridgetown buzzing. Just came from Hero Square, where Crop Over was officially opened just now, about 5 minutes ago. The Prime Minister of Barbados officially opened the season of Crop Over 2024. And this year, we are celebrating 50 years of Crop Over. If you still got time to come to Bridgetown, the action is still happening, and get a taste of the 50th anniversary tent, which can give you some the hits from back in the years, is going to be an absolute blast. So salutes to the National Cultural Foundation, the Ministry of Culture, and every single one involved in putting on Crop Over number 50. And thanks to the government for giving me opportunity to be a Crop Over ambassador. You know, it's always an extreme privilege. Salute to the KFL community. KFL community, salute to the KFL community. It's always a blessing when you see communities come together to carry out initiatives to help better their communities. You know, that makes me extremely happy. What we need right now is lots of action happening in communities. The community needs action happening. And today we can talk about culture. We can talk about community. We can talk about the youth. We can talk about the arts. We can have a good conversation. I got got my brethren, Ludi Bajan, of course, but you don't want to know Ludi Bajan's been here me every Saturday now. Lou, we can no longer say an official, no, Lou, the official host, he's here every Saturday, and I welcome him to come every single Saturday, as he knows I have no, absolutely no issue passing down all the information, all the knowledge, or just teaching his friend. He just observing how to do things, so you have no problem with that. And hope one of these days, extremely soon, very, very soon, he got his own radio show on his own, where he could, I'm sure he got lots of young people he's working with, especially through news on the go now, you know, and all the different things that you're doing. So you got lots of young persons that I'm sure you don't mind having your own conversations with, which we must encourage. You know, there's a big world, billions of people in the world, you know what I mean? Like, more than enough people for me, like, you know what I mean? Are you sure you want help handling some? Are you want help handling some? There's a lot of people in the world, you know what I mean? And that's real talk. And you see, today you brought an international guest. We know you're the one who wanted me, but you got something to tell you, you bring an international guest too. So we both have persons from overseas. They introduce mine first, and then obviously introduce yours. Mm-hmm. And I welcome everybody. Thanks for having the conversation with me this evening. We can talk some culture and community, because as we know, the violence getting a bit sticky. And me, I feel that the community is the way to combat the violence. So we can talk about all the wonderful things happening in and around the communities. My guess is someone living in the UK, but very much Bajan. She went viral, Lou. She went viral on YouTube. She had a viral video. Mm-hmm. One video I saw on YouTube had, must say, over 40 million views. 40 million. You know, it's crazy. And I saw a video that had about 100 million views to get straight down. I don't know where YouTube strikes you down. But you don't want to hear names. So you know that, like, you tell yourself, all right, that'd be enough money. This body would be rich. Yeah. The people that she know, you just spend too much time in Barbados. So that region ain't recognized, because you know we on YouTube.
I know. I actually met your guests.
Right, I know, but you know you went through the fight. You know you went through the fight of YouTube. Yeah. So you know for sure, because you know 40 million views, 100 million views, and you know she'd be rich, Lou. You know, like, but
she would have gotten quite a bit of money off of that.
Spent too much time in Barbados. So that was a strike down, which is a bit harsh, you know what I mean? I want to welcome her. She can join the conversation this evening, because she loves helping the youth. She loves working in the communities of Barbados. She don't mind the viral fame at all. She loves it. So I thank her so much for coming this evening and having the conversation as well. Auntie Jenny, want to say good evening to you, and thank you so much for coming on. Good evening. Make sure your microphone good. Chat. 1, 2.
Good evening.
Hi, it's good. It working good. They got Arrow Brave on the line. Ollie, Arrow Brave on the phone. Let's make sure he's working too. Brave.
Yeah. Check. We in, man.
Dad, we're talking about good. And okay, Lou, I give you the privilege of introducing your guest. Yes. Don't do it like your uncle, horrible. Introduce your guest properly. These are my friends. You know what I mean? So no, these are my buddies.
Yes. Firstly, Sergey, I must thank you for the words that you taught me. I almost bring a tear to my eye. But yes. Hello, Barbados. It. Yes. This evening, I'm bringing the talented Ziva Lohan.
Hi.
From Antigua. Yes, she plays guitar, she sings sluggish, and I want you to know.
Oh, that?
She headlining her first show at Stage 1 on Thursday, but guess when she started playing guitar? 2 years ago.
Only
2 years ago. So Ziva Lohan, say something. Let the public hear your voice.
Thank you for having me.
So yes. You're from Antigua. So what are you doing in Barbados? You just come for the show. You're studying. You're marrying. Well,
not marrying. I came here 2 years ago to go to Cave Hill.
Oh, what subject are you studying?
Yeah, I started to do my master's in finance.
In finance. You're doing your master's in finance. You play guitar and you're the singer too.
I try. Yeah.
You stopping in Barbados? When you're done? You can't be game by the auntie. You're done.
I love it here.
You love it here? Oh, good. We've been ready. Good. Now, Brave.
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Now, you have something in the community. I want you plug your thing in community first before you start asking my questions. You know what I mean? When you have my questions, again, keep quiet. That we talk so much at the beginning and let everyone expound. So I want you to push your event first before I start asking my questions. Because today we know we got to talk about community, we got to talk about culture, and we got to talk about what's going on. Because everybody got something to bring to the table.
Yeah, I want a big respect to the nation of Barbados and especially our panels. This is Brave Ward from the community of Cave Hill, Montgomery. Mm-hmm. We're hosting our Soccerama starting tomorrow, 1 month Soccerama charity, in regards of building up our education department and also assist with our football assistant that we have created for the past year. So we're looking for forward for the team then. We have Ross University, who flew in for this event. So we give thanks for that. They participated last year. And different communities, you know what I'm saying, where we try to have athletes. They have gloves down, guns off. We have ball, football out, you know what I'm saying, guns down. So we just want to get this working for the nation.
I love that. Registration is fees $300 per team?
Yes, $300 per team. The prize money will be $3,000. We have areas for persons that have interest to do any form of food. You know what I'm saying? Your spot would be $50 that we cover for the whole month. And basically, we have a lot of surprises. We also have some raffles and giveaways.
No, I love that. So the vendor spots are $50, you say, just $50. You have raffles going on at $5. Is July 7th?
Yeah, which is tomorrow, starting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow. So
the games will be on Sundays and Tuesdays. So we have two matches on a day basis, which is Sundays. And then we have two matches again, which is on Tuesday.
I love that. Football on Tuesdays and Sundays. Sundays and Tuesdays on Montgomery Playing Field. It's starting tomorrow, July 7th. And that is in KFL Community Club. The 1 month of football soccerama is 8 versus 8. Like he said, it's a fundraiser. If you want a vendor, if you want to sell anything, it's just $50. You know that goes toward the pot as well. Raffle tickets are $5. You got a price for best goalie. You know, other prizes to be won. And just anyone who's listening, want to support, I'll give you the number here first, 842-7658. 842-7658, that's Errol. Or 840-2828, that is Shane. 840-2828, that is Shane, to support the KFL Community Club. Or Errol, 842-7658, it is 8 versus 8. Registration fees just $300. The grand prize is $3,000. Praise for the best striker, praise for the best goalie, and it's starting tomorrow, July 7th, 2024, in the Montgomery Playing Field. Salutes to Errol Brave for that. We can talk about that and some more. Yeah. Auntie Jenny, Paige, Auntie Jenny, how are you?
Tired, but I'm here. What? Extremely tired, but I'm here.
You want a little tea?
I'm tired.
You want a little tea? What's wrong with you?
I don't drink tea. It's where I live. It's our festival, so I took the grandchildren to a festival, and it is nearly 10 minutes to midnight in the UK.
Oh yeah, I forget. Oh nice. Well, thanks.
Right.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Salute to the grandkids. Now, tell me, when it comes to culture and community, Auntie, I want to ask you a question. I'm so glad to have you this evening. I'm so glad that you come to join us. When it comes to culture and community, living in the UK for so many years, you know, obviously it's come here a lot. But what do you miss most about Barbadian culture back then that you don't see happening as much now?
Just the community spirit. Just the community spirit. That's it.
That's what you miss?
I don't see as much of it.
That
is that thing.
Barbados energy different, Auntie Jenny.
No, I mean the community spirit from when I was growing up, and people that I'm around, I've got that same community, like family, like everyone's family. You look after each other, you help each other. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. The bartering system, you know, I haven't got any flour, but you've got rice. You know, that's what I mean about the community spirit.
Well, that, and you say that what you miss most, you don't see that as much now?
Not as much now.
Well,
no, I don't.
Well, here's the interesting thing about that. I think that social media and these things take us away from that a bit. But
100%.
But here you are saying that, but she's one of the very sensations on social media. So how
keep saying that.
So it's not true? I see a video where you were.
I'm just me.
I see a video where you bought 30 million views. You know, it's 30 million.
I didn't even know it went viral. I was shocked that people knew I was in Barbados.
Wait. When you went viral, you didn't know?
No, I didn't. I came to Barbados to escape.
Wow.
Well, you're kind of wrong for you.
No, I didn't know. Because even though I'm on social media, I am not really in social media, so I don't really do social media, so it doesn't really affect me. I don't follow the trends, I don't copy people, you know, otherwise I'd have my lips down, I'd be wearing eyelashes, you know, but no, I'm just me. So I just happen to go on the show and just speak
honest. You just happen to speak honest.
That's me. I love that. I didn't realize that people knew who I was in Barbados.
Of course. Of course. Now, Lou.
Yes.
Hearing Auntie Jenny speak about community spirit, you know, and she don't see that as much now. She miss it. She'd be here a lot, so she will know. I want to ask you, and you're a young guest. You think that we can ever get back there where we got? Why are you looking at me so surprised? Yes, you gotta come join this conversation. You think that we can ever get back there where the community spirit is back heavy again? And when you finish, I want your guest to tell me if in her country, if the community spirit is still strong, if you still have lots of activities and things happening in her community.
Okay, so we can get back community spirit, but here's what I would say. We may not get back community spirit the way that it was back in there, because as I said this today, the only constant in life is change.
Facts.
Things always changing, people always changing, times always changing. The time back in before when it was like before I was born in the 19s, whatever, the world was different than how it is today. Social media is just one of many things that changed. But I do believe, like, meeting with actual Bajans and seeing, because, you know, you see social media, everybody against each other.
Actually
meeting with Bajans and seeing it, there is that still. The what is necessary for community spirit is that human love is still there. But I feel that we just got a lot of things that's cutting it off from each other. So I believe wholeheartedly that we can get back to that community spirit, but it will not be the community spirit as it has been years before. We can still find a positive way of bringing back that level of community. So yes, Diva, in terms of community spirit, what are your thoughts?
How is it in your homeland?
In Antigua, community spirit in Antigua, in my experience, it's been evolving over time. Mm-hmm. I'm only 24, so my experiences are...
He younger than you?
Okay, well...
Right, so then excuse go.
So, you know, it's sort of just centered around my childhood, seeing how that looked. And so for me, I think a lot of
times... Does social media affect the youth in your country?
Absolutely.
What are you saying? Heavy?
Heavy. And I think in a way it sort of makes you assume things about persons. Because everyone's posting the highlights of their
lives.
That's
a good topic.
And so community is something like, oh, you don't need anything from me. You're good. I saw your Instagram last week. But you don't realize that that post was taken like 3 months back when things were good. Mm-hmm. And now they're going through something and they need help, but they may not open their mouth to say it.
That's 100%.
So I think pride has something to do with it, but that's everywhere.
Yeah, as you said, there's a lot of invisible suffering. A lot of people does post the highlights.
Invisible suffering. that is so true. But like we at Lou, right? I want you to stick on that point, right? Because we ain't good there. No, Brave.
Yes, sir.
No, these young persons want to, she's 24. Lou, how much she is? 23?
She's 23, turning 24 next month.
Good. So both is both 24 years old, you know, young enough to be with children. You know, not everybody know that old. Cause
no problem with that.
Twice their age. But hearing them say it, there's hope for it. But they're speaking about the effects social media has on community. What is your take hearing these young persons speak about the community spirit and the community vibe, seeing that you're the community man yourself and trying to put back things in the community to bring up people? What are your thoughts after hearing these young people? Then they can talk to Jenny after.
Well, as you say, you know, it's been a distant gap. I've studied that it has been a distant gap between, you know what I'm saying, the elders and the youth of today. So what we have to do, we have to get back to the root, which dealing with the elders, to see what has caused or what created that distance and that division. So once we're able to put that together, you know what I'm saying, the community itself is a body. A community doesn't mean that it's just on a neighbor, but it means for all. You know what I'm saying? So we'd have to show the youth them the levels of where we're going and actually demonstrate where we're coming from. Because they have the ability now to actually to fix it, to go forward. So there are certain things that, you know what I'm saying, we had to break down. In my community, I can speak of Cable community, you know what I'm saying, to put it back on track. And as I be honest, as they say, the culture have left, but to me, you know, the culture is still here. So I've seen that where we could still go to a neighbor and get some rights. We could still go to a neighbor and get a little bus trip and skip to school. So things are still happening. But as I say, we the elders, Sluggy, it starts from us. It really starts from us.
I I agree, right? I agree. The youth got in a part of the player, yes, but I really and truly believe it's us that really have to drive it. But when you speak about the generation gap, they understand. When you speak about understanding why there's a gap, how do we close the gap? You know, like finding those answers is the solutions to so many of our problems. Cause I find that we don't communicate with the youth as much.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we don't like. The other day, someone heard Lou and myself on radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And person called me up. There's a lady that's calling from radio too, one of my callers. And she called me up crying brave, like, you know what I mean? Like crying tears in real life. Because more than a year ago, almost 2 years ago, I was on the TV screen, no next to Lou as a mentor. That way was supposed to be in BS to the world, right? So I didn't know Lou before at all. Mm-hmm. You know, we never meet him in life. But true BS to the world was supposed to mentor him. You know what I mean? It had my qualms with BS to the world, but it had enough love and respect for the producer, Big Dwayne, you know, doing a wonderful job, you know, doing ideas.
Yeah,
but you know, obviously, you know, I like things a certain way. So although BS done, even when I stopped, step away from BS, I never stopped working with Lou. Never stopped looking for opportunities. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But you know what? But to the person, them thought it was just a basically world thing. Mm. You know what I mean? It's called basically world was just a couple of weeks, and it's like 2 years later, bruv. You know what I mean? Mm. But
yeah.
I explained to the person that for me, it ain't that big. I don't see it as name big that we doing. I just see it as a lot of people who say they love the youth and community fit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because if I really love the youth, how we could just work with Lou for 3 weeks for Bay City World.
Mm-hmm. And to add to that, everything Sluggy is saying is true. Because Sluggy is telling me, he's probably getting mad at me. He said, listen, if you need anything, shout me out. Like it's good times that I don't hear Sluggy. It's not that Sluggy don't want to hear from me, it's that I don't reach out late. He is a man of his word. And
we here now. So the evidence here, here now in real life.
Yeah, I like what your guest said. He gave the answer. He said community is all. We all have a part to play. It's not just the young people. It's not just the old people.
Community
he said
all.
It. That's the answer. Community is all. We all have a part to play, Sluggy.
I love that. Jen, when you hear the youth speak about the generation gap, I did some morning shows, Lou and your guest on IG, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can speak raw and real. You know, AG different radio.
Yeah, I know AG different.
But with Jenny, know the amount of young people, especially young ladies, you know, big up Sarah, shout outs to April, you know, Maggie, all the, Aaliyah, Mackenzie.
Love April.
Mackenzie, who's on Blackout Art Studios. You can check out Blackout Art Studios on IG. But I find that all the young people love talking to Jenny here. Jenny knows that she loves April. Like, the young people love talking to her.
I love talking to Jenny. The first time I meet her, Jenny has been.
Matter of fact, listen, Jenny here, we hear this, right? I hear saying so, right, brave? About my young people online loving to speak with Jenny, right? Who's the elderly like us. But when they come in here, the first thing Lou said to me, I know your guest, I love talking to your guest. He just say on radio again, he love talking to Jenny. No, Jenny. You hear Brev speaking about the gap. I acknowledge there's a huge gap. But I find with you and young people communicate and get along quite easily. One, I want to ask you, how is it that you're able to relate to the young people so easily? And two, why do you make it your effort to have these conversations with young persons and seek to guide in the right way and behind the scenes too? Because you're social media big, but you don't post about it. Are you speaking about it for you? You don't ever mention it. But I mention it for you. No, it being real. Why you relate to the young people so easily? And two, why do you push so hard to do that? Cause I think the gap don't exist with you, but it exists with a lot of older people for sure.
I'm not in competition with the youth, and I remember that I was young once. Simple.
Woo!
You find that the elders out there, especially the women, they're in competition with the youth. I'm not in competition with the youth. I respect my age, and I respect the young people. And it's only that young man there. Is that the man that walked around?
Yes, this is me. This is me, Auntie Jenny.
Listen, right? I was so excited to meet him. I was more excited to meet him than he was to meet me. I couldn't understand why he was excited to meet me, but I don't do anything. I just sitting there, open my mouth and talk. This boy was walking all around the island, you know, give up everything.
Yeah.
And I admire him. So I was all excited to meet him. And I thought, why are you excited to meet me? I'm just me. But you find that the elders, they don't want to help the youth. They're in competition with the youth, you know, especially the women. They're in competition with the youth. So I will talk to anybody. I will help anyone because I understand that I was young once. And I know that I am not young now. I'm not going to pretend to be young. I don't want to go out with the youngsters. I don't want to dress like the youngsters. And I always say to them, where you are going, I've already been and come back. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to forget that.
I love that.
So if I've been somewhere and come back, then I'm going to say to you, listen, I've already been there. Let me help you rather than leave them, man, because we're all going to go together. Let me go there again. Let me try and relive my youth. I'm old. I can't go back. I can't relive my youth. I'm not trying to live my youth, relive my youth. And you find that the elders now, they're in competition with the youth. They're not helping them. They're competing with them. I'm not competing with them. I just want to see them. I admire them. They got more energy than me. They got more strength than me. And any little bit I can do to help them advance, because I've already been there. You know, I've lived more life, more years than I've got left. Mm-hmm. You know, so why am I going to spend the little few years that I got left competing with them?
That's why I love.
I'm not going to do that. So.
Jenny just real.
You but just touch the store. They all don't give me some goosebumps, big man.
She don't just walk about and around the topic. She just say as it is how she see it.
That's right, yes, Brave,
the woman, listen, the woman yes, don't touch me there. The woman said, I've lived more life than I've got left. Listen to these lines, brother. I've lived more life than I got left. I'm not in competition with the youth. I am here to help and guide
that's
the youth.
Powerful.
That's a freestyle. Big man, like being real brave, like that's a freestyle off of my heart. Man. It's real. It's real.
Listen, right, before COVID.
Go.
Right.
Yes, please.
Before COVID, I was doing a free bus ride because I never understood why they have bus rides and there's no children allowed. I'm used to excursion with children. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do a bus ride just for my community. Because I love my community. They love me. They're supported of me. I support them. 100%. And I had a free bus ride. If you were good at school, if you were doing well at school, if the neighbors told me that you had manners, then you can come. And if you didn't, you couldn't.
It was free.
I paid for the bus.
That positive reinforcement.
I paid for the bus. I paid for the food. You know, people couldn't understand why I was paying for it. The second year I was doing it, you know, the bus man tried to rob me. So I thought, you know what? I'm not even going there. I'm going to go to the ZR people. And I paid the ZR men to, rather than get a big bus, lots of ZR men, I paid them. You know, and we went around. It's only like through COVID because I just started getting, you know, I think there was a, one of your takeaway shops was giving me a free tour. And when COVID hit and I couldn't come, I could not get not one adult to take those children. I'm taking that child. That child don't belong to me. That child are mannerly. Not me. And this is a free tour around a takeaway restaurant. And because of COVID, I couldn't come. I couldn't get not one adult to take the children. And they're going to talk about community spirit. They want the community spirit. The elders not willing to put. If you say to the elders, listen, like that young person over there, they've got a cruise. Watch them put on them clothes that they're not supposed to be wearing at that age and go on the cruise.
But,
you know, but ask them to do something for the youth. They can't do it. But if there's a cruise out there and they want to go and put on clothes that no woman or no man of that age, well, mostly the women, I'm going to say the women of that age should not be wearing clothes like that as an example to the youth. But go and tell them that child's hungry. Bring that child into your house and feed them. They can't do that.
Do that.
I love that.
So mean? Yeah, Ziva. That's just me.
Ziva. Now, Ziva, come to the mic. I want to ask you. I heard Mr. Brave, Errol, speak about the. He put it on us very bluntly and honestly. He said Sluggy, and the common name is us. Then we heard Jenny. You know. Our generation again. She said it's us. For you, what do you think is some of the solutions that could bring communities together, no matter what part of the world we may be? What are some of the things that can bring communities together? And do you hope to do that with your art? I know that a big task to put on just you, you're young, but I must ask.
Yeah, and Mr. Sluggy, as both Mr. Brave and Auntie Jenny had mentioned, it's because it's all of us. I don't really think that anyone ought to necessarily feel pressure to take it upon them, but they should feel the burden to be a part of it. And I love the fact that Auntie Jenny had made mention to the fact that it's generosity as well. You know, caring. She cared about her community and the children, the future, so much that competition wasn't even in her mind, right? Yeah. And so if all of us sort of adapted a similar thing, then that us mentality becomes sort of sharing what, you know, your guests are talking about. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes widespread. I think that's a main solution as well. Just keeping a mindset that's more about you and me and not just me, you know?
Oh boy, Laura Lou, listen to me, right? Laura, when Ollie, let me pay some bills, bro.
So if you're looking at, say, over 200 boats, some have sunk.
So you start to break up the bigger boats, them, and the bigger boats crushing the smaller boats, them. So most of the small boats gone.
Hurricane Beryl has devastated the Barbados fishing industry. This Brass Tax Sunday, we bring together government, insurers, and people in the fishing and boating sectors to discuss, after Beryl, how do we move forward? This Brass Tax Sunday, with moderator Crystal Howell from 11 in the morning on Voice of Barbados.
I mean, the spirit is good, but the pain is ridiculous.
Let's count to 20 when we wash our hands to make sure they're really nice and clean. Or use alcohol-based sanitizer if you're on the go. Regular hand washing, especially before meals and after using the bathroom, can help us avoid gastrointestinal illness, which is inflammation of the stomach and intestines. If your hands are not clean, don't touch your face and don't touch your food. And by the way, if you sell food, make sure that hot foods are kept above 140 degrees Fahrenheit and cold foods at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, just to be on the safe side.
This is a message from the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the Barbados Government Information Service.
No need to go welfare, it's funding crop over city where crop over live. No need to go elsewhere, it's vibes in crop over city where crop over live.
Crop over city. City. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. Listen to Hot 95.3 FM, VOB 92.9 FM, and The Beat 104.1 FM.
No need to go elsewhere. It's fun in Crop Over City, where Crop Over live. No need to go elsewhere. It's vibes in Crop Over City, where Crop Over live.
Crop Over City.
Are you, a loved one, or someone you know struggling to cope? Are you feeling depressed, lonely, or maybe a little down? Do you just need to talk? Call 536-4500, Lifeline Barbados. We are here for you. Lines are open 24 hours, including bank holidays, and all calls are strictly confidential. You are not alone. Call 536-4500. Lifeline Barbados is provided by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Yes, be a gen rhythm and rhyme every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Your boy Uncle Sluggy and friends, you know you got Lou the Bajan passing through every single Saturday. But today our special guest is my brethren, our brave, who doing lots for his community in Caithfield. Of course, you see some of the funds going towards education and everything, and every program Brave does. What do you like about Brave before we get to Ziva? Because we get to Ziva right after. But what do you like about Brave? What do you like about you, Brave? I must say on radio that every project you do, you always make sure there's some sort of life skills component that the youth can learn something besides just hitting a ball in the back or just kicking a football or just running or just shooting the ball. You've always gotten some little skill component. When we come back after Ziva, Brave, we can speak about that and why that's important, important for you. But that, you see, that I really love and appreciate when you make a special effort to always got some sort of life skill component. Remember, people, it's starting tomorrow, July 7th. On Montgomery playing field, and it's 8 versus 8 soccer rounds for a month. They got the best striker, best goalie, you know, lots of prizes to be won. If you want to sell, if you want to buy the spot, it's just $50. Raffle tickets we got at $5, is $300 to register, and $3,000 the grand prize, Carefield Community Club Soccerama Fundraiser, July 7th, Montgomery Plainfield. Now, Ziva, back to you after you pay some bills. Like what you said before, that's quite interesting. And you think that through culture and community and art, you think we could find some of these solutions through the arts? Because, you know, I bias to the arts because what you do know might be far from art, but may I study that? It's always got a big up. Yeah, it's always got a big up Barbers Community College, you know, study there, and it's got a big up London College of Music, you know, two places that I studied. Did music, was also in the police band 17 years.
I got crossover
this year. Yeah, so I studied a lot, went to school a lot, you know, then plus I came from the ghetto too, the proud of that too. So I lived both like a hard life.
Yeah.
I lived a hard life, and then I lived with the bright boys, you know. So I'd be biased to art because that was my degree, is that my education is. So I'd be biased to the arts. But when I speak to people like Jenny and Bravery, I realize that the arts should be everything. Because these men look at football as art. Men look at cricket, how Brian Lowry hit a shot, how a batsman hit a shot as art. They may look at how the arc and the man hand when they shoot the basketball, you know what I mean? How you arch your hand, how you leave your hand after you shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
You might see a man playing pool, and he might be playing pool, and he hit the ball off the band. You know what I mean? Like, or more than one combination and a pool expert. But, you know, when you don't hit the ball directly, you hit the ball into the side, and then that ball hit the ball and go in the hole. Man, look at all these things as art. So, whereas the art is life. Mm-hmm. So, he asking, you know, as an artist yourself, you know, how do you hope to use your art going forward? What's the big, besides just loving it, besides just going a good voice, you can play a guitar, is there a bigger mission for you?
I think one of my aspirations in music is good news.
I love that.
I believe that when good news drowns out bad news, good news wins.
Yeah.
So all of the things you mentioned, those are good news. And the more we put out that, is the more everything else that's not good doesn't matter anymore.
I love that. Do you write yourself?
I do.
Is your writing ever influenced by anything around you? Anything you experience? Everything?
Everything.
Well, how heavy is that as a young lady to be influenced by what is happening around you, but then to put it on paper, then to put it on wax, to make it palatable for people to like? Because you know the thing might be going to make me heavy, but you know it's still going to come across as something that people enjoy listening to. Now, how difficult or easy for you is that process, and how much do you enjoy that process?
It's therapeutic to get it out of you first, because then it gives you a sort of hope when you go back to it. Because sometimes you project your wants and your desires for what you see around you in the music. But I do believe that I don't think I focus so much on how it's received all the time. Oftentimes, I think I just put out what feels right to me.
That we're talking about. That's
really
it.
Actually doing it for the love.
Yeah, that's the right way. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. No, Auntie Jenny.
Yep.
Good. No.
I just had something come my mind. Can I just say something for a minute, please? You know when you were saying about culture and the difference, one of the main things that stick out to me is that the men are being emasculated. Men were normally in charge. Men are being emasculated. Women, especially in Barbados, have social power. The men need to take back their social power. Whenever you find that there's things that are positive for the youth, 90% of the time, it's a man.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
A man. The men are willing to go against anything, where the women are so busy getting ready to go out and doing their hair and their makeup. And I realize that the reason why a lot of men don't come forward, because they haven't got that power anymore. They're not the head anymore. They need to be the head of their household, the head of society. Because we just say, oh, men run things. But not at the moment. They need to take it back. The men are being emasculated. And that is when you know it's because when men are in charge, things are run properly. let the men run things and let the women support them. And now you're finding that the men are running things and the men are supporting them. Men are being emasculated by society.
434-474-1790. I know how Barbados gave. I know people blood boiling right now. 434-1790. Let's talk. I've heard that argument lots of times. They actually got groups like men's who try to combat young boys. I've actually heard people spoke about those topics Jenny introduced to us, those issues, and relating it to the violence now that we are having. Boy, men not in charge, men don't know to express themselves anymore. Men are being emasculated.
Women can't raise a man.
I've heard that argument.
Women cannot raise men. That's why.
I ain't sure if that's the women's fault. How you saying it sounds like if you're saying it's the woman's fault, and I don't think it's the woman's fault. It might be just the way you're saying it. I think I ain't know if men need to take it back. And that sounds a bit harsh and barbaric. But I think
the law is biased against men.
We got a call. Ready? 434-1790. Hold on, Auntie. We got a call. Bajan, ready, my friend. We got Ziva. We got my co-host, Ludi Bajan, and my brethren, our brave on the inside, Auntie Jenny, all you on the control towers. Thanks for calling, Bajan, ready, my friend. Let's go.
Hi, good night to you and your guest.
Good night. Good night, manners.
Good night, manners.
Good. I agree with that lady 100%.
Oh, God. When am I making me get fired today? When am I making me get fired today here?
This is undecided. I agree with her.
Oh, Lord. Undecided. Let you buddy Sluggy get fired today. Go. Listen. But you know me, Lou. You know Lou, the Beijing, and myself. Yes. Who was Beijing? Read in my rhyme. We let people speak freely.
Yeah, yes,
so right now,
for to let people give out their
so
opinions.
Right now, we will keep quiet and let Miss Undecided
express
why she agree with Auntie Jenny so much.
You have the floor.
Miss Understanding?
Yes,
the floor is
yes,
yours.
I go into the clip for thing just now, so I have hurry. I go into clip for thing.
I love it.
Don't mind. Look, let me tell you, the pushing too much up, the women in the top position and the men staying down, it's time enough the men go back up and put them in the right position, because the women ain't doing so good to me. Sluggy?
Oh, yeah, I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here.
Oh,
I'm right here.
There are too many women in top positions, Sluggy, and the men sliding down. The men have to get back up to the top position.
How can all of a
sudden? And things will be different. Things will be different.
How can, as soon as the Prime Minister is a lady, the first female Prime Minister Barbados ever had? All of a sudden, women in charge too much. We now had 389 years of straight men only. One woman, all of a sudden, we hearing this.
Sluggy. Yes. Look, the Prime Minister make a lot of mistakes, student Sluggy.
Everybody make mistakes.
But she making a lot.
So that means,
What does it show me, right, Lou?
This is way, right? I'd be surprised that people is love me so much. Because you see me, love, I purposely stay away from people. Because, like, real thing, because I know that I'm flawed. And I know that I'm very flawed.
Yes.
And I know that people has got this superhero 100%. Vision of me in the mind. Because, as you know, people will come up to me in real life crying for the good things I do. Yeah. And I will tell people, please don't judge me by that, because they ain't got a lot of things I might say or do that you ain't gonna like. You know what I mean? Like, people see like how much mistake the Prime Minister made.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Especially at a certain level. Mm-hmm. You like, I work up on radio now. Mm-hmm. It's got certain things that we can't say here on radio.
Oh,
because that mistake, although it might be just a mistake, my career done forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's tough. Mm-hmm. Go on, Miss Undecided.
But Sluggy, though, you said that she make a lot of mistakes. Yes, I say she make a lot of mistakes. You can't be performing and everything, Sluggy.
Understood.
So give the man a little chance. The man should be on top now. I want a man on top right now.
That is song, girl. You know, little give me an idea for a song, boy. Hey, listen, I keep it that. I want a man on top. No, I like that. I put that in a song for sure. Go, Lou.
Yeah, so.
Your response, your reply to Miss Andy Slade.
Well, on the topic of men being on top of. On the topic of, like, too much women on top of whatever. So
you support that?
No. So I like, I'm a holistic person. I like to look at nuances. And when you got to look at it like this. When you go to university and you go into classes, mm-hmm. what's the ratio?
Of
men to women. Nah. It's men, it's mainly women.
Yeah.
No.
Not in education. That's so, all the education.
So when you look at it.
Yeah, more women than men.
Yeah. So before when women wasn't allowed, mm-hmm. it was men, only men. But then when the women come in, the sense it was underrepresented, the women weren't a push for it and getting themselves into positions of power.
Yeah.
But in life, the pendulum always swears to the extreme. So first, women wasn't allowed.
At all.
Now that women get there, the women have kind of quote unquote take over.
Okay, okay.
And I don't think it's a purpose. I don't think anybody say, you know what? Let me put women on top. I think it's a system of you got to look at the bottom.
It will always
men were mostly going in more physical jobs.
Yeah.
But then it was the women that come and do more what you call information work.
Yeah.
Like the kind of men office work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you got more women naturally in the place doing this kind of work, doing it for years when it comes to promotions, who's the options? Mm-hmm. Mainly women. So I don't think it's a situation of somebody has some grand scheme of put women at top.
Yeah.
But like I understand where they're coming from. And I just wanted to give Barbies a little more context because I'm a guy that like nuance. Spoken words, you need to be able to understand situations. So that's just like one side of it. I don't disagree with them, but I just wanted to give a little thing.
Yes, please.
I going off now, but let me tell you,
yes.
The position that with the women in that belongs to the men, let the men go back and then positions, sluggy.
Yes, please. Yes,
and
please.
Then the women can follow after, but put back the men in the position.
I'm sorry, right?
Right now, the men, the women are on top and they ain't doing much to me. They ain't doing a lot.
I don't like that. You come. I don't like that. This one, Auntie Jenny, drop this bomb. Wake up the radio stations. And then you and the side again drop this on Galong.
Yes, I'm going to collect some things. So, bye-bye.
I love it.
Have a good night.
Bye. Bye to everyone.
Yes,
Lucky.
Yes, please. Yes, 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 Jenny. Bye-bye. And so on a real...
Bye-bye looking like that.
Wait, hold on, Jane. And we got our next caller, Jen. So let me take the calls first because it's always appreciating people calling. Not that I don't have to. Mm-hmm. So people calling is just showing your love. Me and somebody listening to your radio. Mm-hmm. So good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. My friend, hi, there's Auntie Jenny. Just drop a bomb on air. And it got my brethren, Brave, who is a community advocate and activist like myself. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Thank you. Good evening.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Another woman. Another woman.
I just called to say, I have sat and I have watched men work, and I think that the women can represent themselves. Too long, we have been sitting and waiting on the men to come in.
Yes.
And you know what? Hand me this, hand me that. Huh? No. We are educated women
yes.
up here.
And
we are not ashamed.
Yes.
And not at all.
And the women taking over and wanna.
And if we see there's a position that we are available for, and I am qualified, I am seeking that position. Yes. It is not between a man and a woman. May the best one win. But the women need to get up, and that is what they're doing. If the men suit to sit back, well, sluggy, I'm so sorry that, you know, but if they suit to sit back, well then, this is our time.
I love it. Where are you calling from, may I ask, please?
I am from the town area, New Orleans.
That we're talking about, man. Calling from
and
town.
You know what?
Yes,
you
please.
Know what I want to say as well?
Go ahead, say it.
There's people that when they see an application and stuff and they see New Orleans, they'll just be like, geez, and just scratch their head. But when you look at the qualifications so you did in New Orleans, you got to tell yourself, but she don't walk both.
That's right.
She don't, so if I can bring qualifications to the city and show the guys down the block on what you can do, maybe women got to go further in this world.
I love it, man. You can give me your first name or your nickname.
Man, they call me Sophie.
Sophie from New Orleans. Calling and say if women Another caller, Ollie. Woo! If women qualified and experienced for the position, we are taking over. Good evening. We got next caller, Patrick. The next caller, good evening. Welcome to Beijing. Ready, my Randy phone lines. How Auntie Jenny drop a bomb on here. Thank you for calling in.
Good evening to you.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yes. Listen. Everybody have the choice. Hi. Right? Back in the old time days, the men they pantal. Yeah? And you know, sister God sit down there and afraid of to bring you money, right? Mm-hmm. But now, right, the women went down and they study and they do the thing, and if a job is vacant, you understand, whether it's man or woman who apply will get the job. And if a woman get the job, I ain't see nothing wrong with that.
Hi.
You understand?
Aye, so we two.
It's time that the women get pant up too.
Aye.
You understand?
Yes.
They can't let the man stand pant up all the time. They'll get the woman pant up too. So this is the time that the women pant up.
Yes.
Yeah. So they shouldn't get jealous. They had an opportunity to hair pant up. Yeah, but the women showing them.
No, who excuse, baby, hold on. You said the men shouldn't get jealous.
The men should get jealous.
Hold on.
So now it's time for women to get put up.
Hello. Good night.
Yeah.
That is a woman that's saying that. So please, I know that it's allowing to speak freely, but please put that statement to the women. The men, all men that spoke today, Lou, myself, everybody, is agreeing with you. It was a woman who said that. So do not say men. That was not us. I know you might not be tuning in, but it was a woman that said it, not any of the men.
Yeah, but she got she own opinion, right? And the other
No. I support Jenny's opinion. That's my sister, but when you see it, right? But when you see it that men need to stop being jealous, I'm telling you how to see women. We no man say that.
Okay. No man ain't say nothing so, right? No. But in the heart, you hear some of them grumbling, right?
All right, man. Let me be done talk, man. You talk about what's in the boy heart. You can't know in the boy heart, man. Yeah, Jenny, the floor is yours to respond, Jenny.
I got a lot to say.
You can't talk about what's the boy going to heart.
I got a lot to say.
Go ahead, Jenny. Right? Go ahead.
Typical woman took what I said and run with it, right?
Yes.
I might not care about your qualifications. I might not care how much qualifications you
Hi.
Got.
Lula
when
Senna.
I say about men in charge, I'm talking about in the home. In the home. Because whether you got a qualification, if you was a prime minister and you got a husband, right? When you go home, you still got to respect your husband.
Yes.
A qualification don't make you, when you come home, it don't make you be able to talk to your man the way you want to talk to him. I don't care. I'm not talking about qualifications. I'm talking about in the home. Let the man be the head in the home. And then they're asking about why the boys are like that, because there's no man in the house leading. Just because you're out there and you've got a better job than your man. I had a better job than my man. And when I come in, all the women are qualified for everything except to be a mother and a wife. That's what they qualify, everything except a mother and a wife. So when I'm talking about let the men lead, I'm not talking about job. The women always go about how much qualifications they got. How, are you qualified to be a wife? Are you qualified to be a mother? Just because you got out there and you got all qualifications, it don't make you a man when you come home. You can be have the top job when you come home. When you come home, be a wife and a mother, not a businesswoman to your man. That's what I'm talking about, men being emasculated. Because the women always believe that because they're more qualified than a man, they're equal to a man. You're not a man. You might wear trousers when you go to work, but when you step in the house, you should be a woman. You should be a wife. You should be feminine. And the women out there, because they're more credit, that's what I'm talking about. I wasn't talking about work. I wasn't talking about job. I wasn't talking about education. I was talking about community and why the young men are out there, because there's no men in the house leading. I'm not talking about work. Because at the end, a real man don't care how much you earn. And he don't care how much you earn, because when he come home, he should be the man. Because of the women out there, they're earning all the money. How much debt are they in? They earn more money than a man, and they have more debt than the men. The men are careful with their money. So I'm not talking about work. I'm not talking about education.
Okay.
I'm talking about respecting a man and letting a man be a man.
In the home, yes.
Okay,
and
that's reality.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's where it starts, in the home.
Okay, ladies, it's 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. I have to interrupt because let's not forget we have the youth listening to us too. So we really have to let cooler heads prevail and let one person talk at a time. We also have another caller on the line who's a gentleman. So we're going to let Jenny just spoke. We're going to let the female caller respond, and then Sluggy, you can take it from there.
Let's go. Let's go. Go, caller.
Yeah. Hi, good night.
Go ahead.
But I just wanted to weigh in on the matter.
Easy. No problem. Where are you calling from, Mayas?
I am calling from St. James.
That's what you're talking about. We got a male voice now from St. James. Let's go.
Yeah. So, my house. There is,
Okay. The female caller, we have you on the same line as the gentleman, so you're going to have to allow him to talk without interrupting, because you did have your chance to speak. So we have to give him a chance to speak, and then you can speak after him, okay? Go ahead, sir.
Yes. So is the idea of a woman being in a subservient position in a household is not a good thing. And this situation I obtained in historical times where a woman was absolutely dependent on a man only to survive.
From what Jenny said, I did not sense that she was saying that at all.
Right, but no, I that thing happened in the past, and we know about it.
I tell you, but that's not what she said.
Correct. Good. Okay, respect.
Good.
But I'm saying that the other lady who suggested and indicated that a woman can't be a man is dead right. There is no fooling around as to whether a man's role can be duplicated. A man is to be a man, and we have let down ourselves at times. Men have let down themselves, but giving up their responsibility, and women have also acted outside of their responsibility, assuming that they are capable of being a man, but they are not.
Facts.
And boys,
yeah,
men in their life,
uh-huh,
and we have to play the role.
Mm-hmm.
I want to support that fully.
Facts.
Thank you, Sadie.
Facts. No problem. You're welcome, my brother, and I totally agree with that. And female caller, the lady, you can reply now, and then we will take Cog after you. So go ahead, ma'am. She's gone. Cog, DJ Cog is on the line. Kingdom of God, let's hear you.
Yeah, hi, good night. How are you doing?
Everything blessed. We be pressed for time, so let's go.
Yeah, thanks very much. Okay. 50 years of crop over. 50 minutes of Beijing rhythm and rhyme. 50 years of CARICOM stopover. 50 seconds of our Antigua Bajan connection line. Uncle Sluggy start off and large off his song to the stars. Oh, no, I saw no cock supposed to be at all stars. I think that your no official horse is a man is from Mars because he is of the stars.
Hey, hey.
Luda Bajan, make sure you say pay the bills when Sluggy is at war.
Yeah.
In the Star Wars.
Nice.
You want more, Dan? Bigger yourself with a fat cat. Yeah. I got a cap hat. I want to tip my hat to you. He said he took out his bulldog and the cat became his boo.
All right. Thank you, Bigger. Go ahead. Finish.
Sorry. All right. Let me just do the last.
No problem. Finish off, thanks. My brother.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Miss Andy said they call it and give us a piece of her mind. I want the Lord and she, through decision, to show me a sign. This is, I got one paragraph after this. A man on top note is what the people need. Sluggy down holler for that is a smart move for a song in seed. And this is the last one. Uncle, that song and this show is class and we won. Ollie, I want a piece of that song from Sluggy down after this one. How is that this next thing is money? Rupi said tempted to touch, but he didn't know that this piece is done, Sonny. Thank you, Uncle Sluggy.
Manners and respect. Manners and respect. Thank you very much. One more caller. One last caller. We can take one last caller. 434-1790. Welcome to Beijing. Remember, we got Ziva, my co-host, Ludi Beijing, got Auntie Jenny, and my brethren Brave on the inside. A wonderful panel. Let's go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. I somewhat agree with the lady in the studio.
Yeah, Jenny. Auntie Jenny. Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. I think it was 6-1, boy. 6-1.
I did not hear all the comments from the other gentlemen who made the point that men should be men. The guy from St. James. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with him. And what I have found over the years from my studies, from my research, from interacting with
was
people.
Was your area of study, may I ask, please?
Well, I have done a couple of things. the social sciences, I did history and sociology. I did a law degree and all that.
Well, but, sweet.
And some counseling and other things.
But listen, man, don't play you glossing over and speeding up bigger yourself. Please, speeding up salutes to you.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make, though,
yes, please,
is that we have turned our relationships into wars.
Oh, my God.
Where we think that, I mean, because it was one way years ago where the men did this, then the women now like come with a burst of vengeance or something. It is not supposed to be a world like that. We're supposed to interact. We are social beings. That's how we are supposed to function. Everyone has a role to play, and they shouldn't be somebody playing that they're more than that, more than this, and more than that. Mm-hmm. Women, I am a mother, and women cannot be male and female.
Can't.
I've been raised by a mother, but there were men. My father was in my life to some extent, and my stepfather. So I know I am a product of those kind of Caribbean relationships, really. But the reality is that we all have our own role to play, and it shouldn't be a fight. And I think that because we've made it a fight, then it seems as though, to me, too, I've found that a lot of women are like really rough and cruel to men and got this attitude as though it seems like a fight or a war. And it's not supposed to be that way.
It feels like that's the narrative that's being pushed. So you are correct. We have another caller. Yes. Ollie, ma'am.
Yes, I'm willing to hand over to somebody else. I didn't get to say some stuff that I wanted to say, but it's fine.
Go on,
the point.
Say what do you want to say? What do you want to say? Because it might be important. Go.
Well, it's in the same theme, the emasculation of the men in mm-hmm. society. And then, as the gentleman had said, men sometimes have... they have not lived up to expectation.
True.
And I think it could be a cyclical argument where the men are not doing what they are expected to do. The attitude of the people, because the women, and because they don't, and they're not doing what they expect them to do, they have a bad attitude towards them. So then they're not being female and feminine.
Hmm.
And it's just rough and tough kind of,
yeah.
You know, and environment.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's not how it's supposed to be. Yeah, anyhow, you go on, you do your thing, have a good discussion.
I agree. Don't worry. Next week, we can start over this. Next week, we'll be back here again. Don't worry.
Okay, sir. Yes, all right, please. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Hello?
She was good, night,
good night, Sluggy. Good night, good night. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Good night, Sluggy and guests.
Yes, please.
I listened to the program, but to me, I don't like the blame game situation.
Go.
What I'm saying is this here.
Yes, please.
What is going... You know, when you get to my age, approaching 80, you see a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Barbados, started about 40 years ago. If you look back, Barbados in producing, let's say, the Mark Stoops, the Dighton Gussos, if you check it, we can't get young men in the police force. We can't get them in the defense force. We ain't getting them in the schools to teach the children. And I can ask you as a young man, where you think that the young men ain't ending up being teachers, policemen, soldiers, not even a large, but because in all my life, I did the construction. I trained many young men.
Mm-hmm.
But today, here in my era, Black Rock, I doubt you could go around and find five young men learning carpentry.
Yeah, as a resident young man in the building, and considering that we're kind of running out of time too, I just want to touch a bit on that. It's a role model crisis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even, yeah. Like, you may not have a father at home, but even if you don't got a father at home, if you have at least that one father-esque figure,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That would set you right. Like, I got like Sluggy Dan, I got like a Adrian Green. Like, I got,
I used to be that. That's, and Lou, you correct, right? And that's what Brave speaking about and yes. seeking to do. Brave don't move. Why you can let that be you? Final thoughts. I want to hear you guess, right, Ollie? Because we ain't got much time. I want to hear.
This is Brave.
No, I know. I hear.
What I will tell you is you have approximately 1 minute left in the program. Oh. And a lot of this conversation is centered coming off of Jiva. She has a show coming up this Thursday that I think we need to highlight before the show ends.
I want to hear she give me a piece a cappella and then let us know where the show is and where we can find you.
A quick piece. We are wearing out
things. Sure. This is a chorus from Like the Eagle. It's a tune I wrote coming on to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. It goes, freedom is a concept worth defining, and each person has their own purpose. If I compare myself to anyone, I'm disrespecting me. We all have our timing, so when the shots fire, it's time to go. I won't be looking for nobody, no, cause this is my time to shine.
You wrote that?
Yes, please. Yes,
Ben, you sound good, girl. Barbados. This girl sound good, big man.
Barbados, you just got a little piece of what.
Auntie Jenny, how she sound?
I said, boop.
Where the call is asking where the show and when.
The show will be at the Sage Baron Stage in Maxwell Oysters at 8 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. Thursday coming 11th of July. Good. $15 entrance at the door.
Thursday, Ollie. Thursday the 11th of July. Sage Bar and Stage as in Maxwell Christ Church. Yes. And it's $15 to get in. Just $15 to get in. And listen, Lou, you see next week, mm-hmm. I ain't booking no other guests. We doing Brave. I know you don't, so I'm going to ask. We're doing a part two next week. But I'm ending, Ollie.
In saying that, Sluggy, I just want to confirm. You will be here next week. It will be Lou that will be heading the show, right?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, my brother. Next week, we continue this part two. But Brave, I want me final words from you. After you hear what you are here this evening, it's evident we got lots of work to do in the community. So I hand it over the final word from you and final word from Auntie Jenny and next week part two.
As we say, you know, it's time for us to really take up responsibility, and I agree with her because mental issues is a heavy thing now in the communities in Barbados, mm-hmm. and the houses is lack of the fathers, and that is something that I've demonstrated here in my community.
True.
To get the fathers back home, you understand? So it could be a balance.
Yeah,
everything has to get back to a balance. It doesn't matter how it is. If the father or the mother doesn't agree, do not put that issue in between the youth, because these youths are creators, and we can go from there. All right.
Agree. Auntie Jenny?
Yep, I'm here. I was about to say that women have always been more educated than most men, and men have always worked with their hands, and the educated women are supposed to support the men.
Facts. I love it. Soccerama, 8-8, July 7th. That is tomorrow on Montgomery Playing Field. $300 registration, best striker, best goalkeeper. You can call Shane at 840-2828, or you can call Arrow 842-7658, 842-7658. $300 registration fee, grand prize of $3,000. Don't forget, Ziva, this Thursday, Sage Bar and Stage, Maxwell, Main Road, Christchurch. Just $15 gets through the door, and it starts at what time?
8 o'clock.
It starts at
8 o'clock.
Yeah, like people hear your voice, man.
She's not only going to be singing, she's going to be playing guitar with a life band.
That's what we're talking about. Don't worry, Barbados, we can come on and support you heavy. Lou the Bajan, you got to sign out. Come on, do your duties.
Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme has been here, Bajan. Honestly, Barbados, we've been a bit over time, but the conversation was hot. I hope you have a great night, and we out.